We're doing our class on Jewish history, the class in the Seder HaKabbalah by the Meiri. And the Meiri had taken us from creation through the passing of tradition down to the destruction of the Third Temple. And now he's going to take us back a little bit into the period of the First Temple. And he says like this, the kings of the Judean Empire, the dynasty of King David, were 21 kings, and they are David, Shlomo, Rechavam, Avia, Asa, Yehoshaphat, Yoram, Ahaziah, Yoash, Amatziah, Uziah, Yotam, Ahaz, Yechizkiyahu, Menashe, Amon, Yoshiyahu, Yoachaz, Yoyakim, Achyo, Yoyachin, who is Yechoniah, and Tzidkiyahu. I'm sorry, no, it's not Achyo. There is no king Achyo. I couldn't figure out what he was saying. Yoyakim Achiv, Yoyakim the brother of Yoyachaz. So I didn't understand where he gets this king from, Achyo. No such king. It's Yoyakim Achiv. Sorry, I misread that. And then Yoyachin, and then Tzidkiyahu. So then you end up with 21. So we had 21 kings in the Davidic dynasty. Uvagalut Bavel, Holid Yechoniah Shaltiel, and in the Babylonian exile, Yechoniah had a child named Shaltiel, the Shaltiel Olid Zerubbabel. And then Zerubbabel, who led our ascent back to Israel, was the child of Shaltiel, who was the child of Yechoniah. V'acharav, lo nimtza b'em b'katuv Moshel b'mlucha. And after that, we don't find in the text, in Tanakh, the last recorded king of the Davidic dynasty is Zerubbabel. אבל שנמשכה המעלה דור אחר דור בראשי הגלויות הוחזקו מזרם משורש מעלתם מדרך הקבלה חזקה ואמיתית. But the fact that generation after generation, the leaders, the heads of the Jews in exile, they were descendants from the Davidic dynasty, from that elevated root, so that we have on tradition, but we don't have names. Tradition. עוד עליהם בחזקת הקבלה נזכרת גדולי נשיאנו שבין נרבונה. And also we have on tradition that the heads of the Nesiyut in Narvona are also descendants of the Davidic dynasty, says the Meiri. Now what about the kings of Israel, of the northern 10 tribes? וכן עברו בזמן החורבן ממלכי ישראל חפה לבחרים. They also had 21 kings in the north, and they are Shaul, if you count King Saul, as one of the kings of the north. Ishbosheth, also you have to count him as one of the kings of the north, Shaul's son. Technically that's when there was some kind of divide. But really there are 19 from the divide after Shlomo's son, right? When Shlomo's son Rechavam took the throne, then the 10 northern tribes ceded. And then you had the division. But he's counting Shaul and Ishbosheth. So then you get 21, okay. Yerovam, Nadav, Basha, all Eila, Zimri, Omri, Achav, Achaziah, Yoram, Yehu, Yoachaz, Yoash, Yarovam ben Yoash, Zechariah, Shalom, Menachem, Pekachiah, Pekach ben Remaliah, Hoshea ben Eila. So that's 19 plus Shaul and Ishbosheth is 21. Necholelo ayu melachim b'Yehuda v'Yisrael, milvad ha-shoftim she'achrei Yoshua. These were kings in Yehuda and Yisrael, and this is aside from the judges that were after Yoshua. V'zman Yoshua, Moshe, Rabbeinu v'kzad nevi'im she'aitan agatam ken malchut. So then we also consider it as though we had kings during the period of Yoshua and Moshe and some of the prophets, that their leadership was like a kingdom. It was like a kingship. So these are the leaders. And now next time we'll pick up again with the period of the destruction of the first temple, and we'll move on from there.